Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bert Show.
It is the New Year's resolution that Mo didn't ask for, but here he is.
So I typically don't do New Year's resolutions. It's not really my thing. For one, I don't like to feel like I quit at something. So if you don't start it, you can't quit at it. And, and I also believe in what Bert said the other day about, like, if you're going to start something or if you're going to change your life, you don't have to wait until the new year. Like, you can literally do it on any day. And it should feel as genuine to you. So this New Year's, I was thinking about it as I was in Thailand. Like, should I come up with a resolution? Should I not? And then I was just like, I'm just going to kind of let life play out. If something comes up to where I feel like that could be life changing, then I'm going to run with it. And if it doesn't, then I'm just going to get better one day at a time like I've been doing. And it was ironic how it seems like right after I got that thought, I had this conversation with my lady and she said something to me that in the moment, I immediately knew, like, wow, that's going to make me reevaluate my entire life and how I've approached life my entire life just from what she said. And I never thought about this. I never saw myself as a procrastinator, I guess, because typically when I start something, whatever it is, whether it's a project or anything, I obsess over it. Like, until it's done, I'm on it, on it, on it, on it.
You are really good at idea, execution, finish. Mm-hmm. Like, you get S done.
I do. And I guess because of that, I never looked at myself as someone who may put something off per se, but I do. And I never realized it until she mentioned it. And I was like, I think more people maybe should hear this, because I was telling her something about saving something for a specific time. I don't remember exactly what it was, but something came up and she's really good at reminding me. It's ironic because we were talking earlier about are men lazy or are women nags. But a lot of times the stuff that she's on me about are things that are for me, not really for her. Whereas she'll realize, like, okay, I know you got a lot on your plate. And I heard somebody say one day, sometime multitasking is overrated because it becomes multi-failing. And you're only really getting one thing done when you think you're getting three or four.
I have heard it said that there is no such thing as multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally impossible to do two, three things at the same time.
You're just failing at multiple things. And I think because of that, it's somewhat a good thing that I will focus on one thing until it's done before I go to the next. But other times, I will forget a lot of things, and she's always on me about it. And I had said something to her, and I remember now. It was light. It was like a jacket that I wanted to wear that I bought. And I have a tendency to just save things all the time. I'll wear it for a special occasion, or I'll get to that project when I have more time, or I'll get to this whenever is this. And she just looked at me, and she was like, you know, for this year, I kind of want you to focus on not doing that anymore. And I was like, doing what? And she was like, you do that a lot. You'll always say, you know, next year or when this frees up, I'll get to that. And she was like, I don't want to get dark, but it really reminds me of my dad because her dad passed away. And she said, it changed my life when I realized that my dad used to always say these things. I'll get to that table that I want to build for myself later. I'll wear that jacket I want to wear later. I'll wear those special shoes for a special occasion. And she's like, I really am a firm believer that every day is a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Every single day that you're above ground is a special occasion.
I don't know why you fell in love with this woman, man.
It was eye-opening. And she's like, you know, when my dad passed, he had so many clothes and shoes and things that I had to give to my aunts and my uncles and my cousins or whomever because he never got around to wearing them. And it was always, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait. And she's like, don't do that anymore. It is a special occasion. We're going out to dinner. That's a special occasion. Put that jacket on. That project that you said last year you're going to get to this year, and now you're saying you're going to get to it next year, and then you look up and all of the years are gone, and you never got to it. And when she said it, I was like, she's right. I have always done that. I've always said I'll get to it later. And then she sent me this article, which I think it was just her way of sending it to show me that she was right, but...
Or just further motivation.
Absolutely. I think that's truly what it was. But it touched me, and I it's a little lengthy, not really, but I feel like it's worth it, and maybe it'll help someone else. But it's called Later, The Coffee Gets Cold. And the passage is by Renuka Garvrani. I hope I said that right. And it says, don't wait for later. Don't say I will do it tomorrow. Don't put your dream project on hold saying I will search about it more later. Or I will give it a try maybe a few weeks later. Because later things change. You no longer feel the same excitement. Later, the inspiration evaporates into thin air and you end up with the pain of sabotaging your own dreams. Later, you no longer feel moved by the same ideas you did the first time it entered your mind. Later, the coffee gets cold and the people leave because they don't feel seen or loved by you. No one, nothing at all, waits for later. People move away. The ideas die a slow death. Later becomes a graveyard of everything you once loved, but you weren't ready to give a shot. Choose now. Choose it to do it today. What if you don't know where to start or how to do it? You can, and you will learn everything as you try. Fail, mess up, but you'll get experience and love everything that matters to you in that moment. Give it all your heart, whether it's people or that dream. Don't let it wait. Don't keep people on hold. Don't put your dreams on a pedestal of should I or should I not do it. It's yours if you choose it. It will never be yours if you wait for later, because later, everything turns into a graveyard of regrets. Do it now.
Wow.
That's powerful, man. The truth is there is no tomorrow, man. There is no tomorrow. We don't know. We really have no idea at all. And not to get too heavy or anything, but I think I'm going to get too heavy. I am in this cycle of life right now where I am witnessing a lot of people around me living with a lot of regret. And to me, I had this example that could have happened to me on Saturday, which I'll get into a little bit later. But I have been using the possibility of regret as a litmus test for me lately on making decisions. Like, is this important enough that if I act this way, when I look back at it, am I going to look back at it with any regret at all? And I've told you guys, the shining example in my life has been my dad, who he and I had a terrible relationship, and I decided I'm going to make it right for the last 6 months of his life, and did, not because I wanted to and not honestly because he deserved it because he was awful, but the regret I looked at saying, hey, if I wouldn't have tried anything when he passed, could I live with that regret? And I've been doing this quite a bit, and something happened on Saturday where I made the right decision, where I looked at going somewhere that I probably could have gone on Sunday but decided to go on Saturday. And it turned out to be the right decision. And had I not gone, I would have lived with that regret for the rest of my life. Mm. There is no tomorrow, man.
And that's really how you got to live.
So we look at these things, right? And we think so with such short vision. But living with regret is the worst possible scenario to me. I'm watching friends now that had relationships or didn't have relationships with their parents and didn't have that closure before a parent passed away. More than one person in my life. And it just feels like that's the overarching lesson, is that once it's gone, the opportunity is over, man. You put it off, that window will close.
I completely agree. And I've learned that in my later years as well. Like, I don't want to live with regret. That's the last thing I want to live with. And everyone always says live as if today is your last, but not everybody actually lives that way. And I think once you start, you'll appreciate life a lot more.
I think a lot of people put off making that decision because they're trying to avoid the temporary pain. But going through it and still getting burned is way better than living with permanent regret.
1,000%.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey. The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big